The so basically, this havamina, that even
Well,
though it's a lav and even though it's a chiyuv that somehow it only applied during the day, that we'd compare it to lulav and to shofar. Gemara doesn't say that either. I'm just using it. But again, as Dr. Maybrook correctly pointed out, where do we find a lav?
old Hasisha.
What's that? Did you
Bye-bye.
want to say something? Oh, okay, I didn't hear. My ears are, should be okay. It's just my voice that's a little weak. But basically, the idea actually has an equal echo elsewhere. It's something we've discussed in other times in the past. And that is the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel of an Aleph, where the Gemara had a Havamina about Nashim. If you remember, just turn there for a moment. The Gemara says that is on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Right, the Gemara talks about the pasuk Kol Machmetes, Kol Ochel Machmetes V'Nichrasa. So if you look at the end of the line, four lines up from the bottom of the page, the Gemara says, "Hahumi boile l'rabos es hanashim." The Gemara says that you need a special gzeiros hakasuv, a special pasuk, to teach you that that women are aser b'chametz. Very remarkable havamina. The Gemara says, "Nashim, nashim midrabi Yehuda amar Rav nafka." Right? Dom Rav Yehuda amar Rav v'chein tana debi Rav Yishmael amar kara isho isho ki yasu. Mikol chatos Hashem, hishva kaso vishli isha lekolon shen shebet Torah. Right? When it comes to Lavin, very similar argument. When it comes to Lavin, there's no difference between men and women. There's a difference between men and women when it comes to mitzaseh shezman groma. That's a mitzaseh. Not when it comes to Lavin. So the Gemara says, itzrich, sol kedai dechamina, Holuksiv lo tochalol of chametz, shivas yamim tochalol of matzos, kol sheishno bekumach of matza, yeshno bebal tochal chametz. Vahani nashi, hovelisnayu bekumach of matza, tavali mitzaseishas man groma, ema bal tochal chametz, nami lisnayu, kamashmalan. Very remarkable Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, that because women are pteros, you would have thought, it's not true, we'll see in a moment, they're pteros mitzvah matzah, because the mitzvah says just man grama, so who adin that they are exempt as well from the Isra of Chametz? Because there's an equation, the psukim speak back and forth about the relation between about chametz and matzah and matzah and chametz. The order is different in different psukim and different parshios, but the basic idea is the same. That there's a connection between the two. That's very remarkable. I always say it's like try to visualize it. Everybody's sitting around the Seder, and all the women, eating bread while all the men are, struggling. To eat a kezias of matzah. How could the Gemara have such a havamina? I mean, how could it be an exception to the rule of Rabbi Yehuda that women and men are the same when it comes to Isurim? Right? So what if it's mitzaseh shezman groma and sehekesh? And then, of course, the Gemara flips it by saying, hashta zisrabu, that women are actually obligated in achilas matzah because of the equation. So in a way, our Gemara and Avdalah and Beis Hayim Behayim and Aleph, I'm making the connection. The Gemara doesn't make it. The Rishonim don't make it either. But in a way, it's parallel. The Gemara thought, just like it did on Mem Gimel, that we should treat Isur Chametz, even though it's an Isur Kares, we should treat it in a manner that is inconsistent with anything else that we know. Right, in one case, to distinguish between Yamim and Leilos, which is a distinction we know of in the world of mitzvos, but we don't know of it in the world of Isurim. And at the very same time, the Gemara's conclusion in both cases is based on the equation. But the Gemara ends up saying with regard to Nashim, that Nashim are obligated in Matzah because they're prohibited in Chametz. And here the Gemara says, since Matzah already applies on that night, so Chametz is going to apply. So the only reason it applies is because of Matzah. But if you remember, we had something earlier in the year, very similar. Yerushalmi, when it talks about the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, Yerushalmi seems to treat, at least according to one view, seems to treat B'dikas Chametz as a Doraisa, Chiyuv Doraisa, and it's based on the Pasuk Ushmartim as Amatos. And Yerushalmi says, Im Eino Inyan, right, Lamatza, it's no Inyan the B'dikas Chametz. Imeno Inyan is very strange. Just give me 1 second. I just have to refill my glass here. Take me less than a second. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. Do better planning next time. But Im Eino Inyan is a very strange limud in general. Im Eino Inyan is a limud which basically acknowledges that even though the pasuk is talking about A, if it doesn't make sense, it's not relevant to A, we're going to apply it to B. My view is that there always has to be a connection between A and B. For a Meno Inyan Torah. It can't be just a random or just even, of course, a Meno Inyan is typically a kind of Mesorah, probably. But the Mesorah tells you something about the interconnection. Here, when the Yerushalmi says, Shmartim as Hamatzos means B'dikas Chametz, and especially we know there's massive history. I just gave you one example in the case of Nashim, but there are other examples, of course, as well. So basically, we know that, you know, only Chamesha Saminim can serve, you know, for matzah, because that's the only thing that can become chametz, and so on and so forth. So the Meino Inyan is a way of connecting them. So this Gemara is another example of that. The Gemara is saying, if not, but it's a double chiddush, our Gemara. On the one hand, it reinforces the relationship between chametz and matzah in both directions. That's a topic in its own right. That's not for tonight. But what is important for tonight is that it establishes, just like what we saw with regard to Bittel, and that is that it establishes that when it comes to the Isur of Chametz, we don't treat it in the same way conventionally as we treat other Macholas Asuras, Isuri Hana, never mind the fact that it's even more Chamor than most, as evidenced by the Karis. We just don't. We treat it as often as the neglect or the squandering, you know, of an opportunity. In other words, we treat it as if what's important about it is that we've turned our back on or we have been, you know, spurned the principle of Zechud Tzias Mitzray or what matzah stands for. If there's a symbolic, halachic, you know, titanic, you know, struggle when it comes to, you know, this, you know, 7-day period between the concept of chametz and the concept of matzah, then chametz is going to be more kal and more chamor at the same time, as we've seen all year. because it isn't, there's nothing per se wrong with chametz all year round, right? But for the same reason that matzah is a mitzvah, ignoring matzah, right? You know, and pursuing chametz instead, or maybe it's the opposite. It doesn't matter. Probably both are true. But the point is, that's part of the story. Therefore, the Gemara thought, you know what? Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying is, if the mitzvah of matzah had been a yom mitzvah, then the iser of chametz might have been a yom iser. But it's not, because it's not. Okay, so that's very important. Either way, in the end of the day, so the Gemara is back to what it started with. Gemara says, the Eima L'Rabba Slel Yadala L'Biur. If that's the case, so we know now that the Pasuk Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbis Esrami Batechem refers to Erev, doesn't refer to the nighttime, because we don't need a limud for the nighttime, yeah, for the reasons that we discussed. But Ve'ema L'Rabos Lel Yadala L'Biur, maybe it means that you have to do Tashbisu on the night of Yadala, just like that's the time when you have to do Medika. Says the Gemara, Bayom Ksiv. Torah says, Ach Bayom Harishon Tashbisu. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Mitzafra. Maybe Bayom means first thing in the morning. Says the Gemara, Achilek. It says, Ach, Bayom HaRishon, and the word Ach implies that you split the day, and that's where we get the idea of, that's where we get the idea of 12, of Chatzos. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss several other possibilities, other possible makoros. But let's stop here for the moment. So the first thing to note, again, I'm going to have, this is going to go till a little after 9:30. But the first thing to note here is the interesting discussion in Tosis. Tosis may have had a different gear on Rashi, but it reinforces what we saw again in the previous topic, Bittel, and that is that there is this really fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosis, between really Rashi, Rambam, Ramban on one side and the Bali Tosis on the other. And that is whether or not the obligation of Tashbisu is Kodem Zman Isuro or Bizman Isuro. Or to put it a different, you know, to put it in a technical way, is it before Chatzos to ensure that by the time Chatzos comes, the matter is taken care of, it's disposed of, or is it after Chatzos, at the beginning of the Zman Isur, which is the view of the Balei Tosis? So Tosis is very relentless about this all throughout the Masechta. He said it in the discussion of Bittel, and he repeats it again. Look at here very quickly. Tosis de Ramascho, Uksiv Ach Biyom Arishon Tashbisu. The Tosis says, Pirsh Bekuntres, Mida Bechayev Biyom Arishon Lahashbis, since there's an obligation to do Tashbisu on Yom Arishon, Mechal de Mikzasa Mutter. That's how Rashi reads the Din of Achilek. It says Bayom Arishon, in the middle, in the day. So it must be that Miktsaso is Mutter, just like Miktsaso is Asur. Ve'einir Olari, da Tashbisu Havarehi. This is three Lishitaso. Tashbisu doesn't mean Bittel, Tashbisu means Srefa, because according to Tosas, Tashbisu means Bior, and according to Tosas, Lishitasam, they paskin like Rabbi Huda against the Chachamim. Raman paskins like the Chachamim. Chacham say Hashbisasu b'chol davar, and Rabbi Huda says Ein bir chametz el b'sreifa. So this idea means that Tashbisu, according to Tosis, means Tesarfu. V'lo tziva kosev l'sarfo el achar isuro. Tosis thinks, number one, Tashbisu means Sreifa. Number two, I'm sorry, means Biur. Biur means Sreifa. Three, that all has to take place, Lacher Zman Isuro. If it's by saying bi yom rishon, that implies miktas aser miktas mutter, what do you need the ach part for? Okay. Therefore, Tosis has his own shot. But of course, Rashi here is totally l'shitaso. That is that Rashi, obviously, as the Ramban points out, thinks that the din of Teshbisu is Kodem Zman Isura, which is also the different position of the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, so that part of it is clear. But I really want to zero in on, and we'll have to continue with this next week, but at least let's begin, is the position of Rambam. And there's also kind of a phantom Rashi here. It doesn't appear in our Rashi, but it's quoted by the Maram Chalava as the position of Rashi. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. A very interesting Rambam. So the Rambam says here, this is on page 2. Oh, Zev may have redone them. I'm guessing it's still page 2. Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, it says, Lo Sase Kuf Tzadi Tes. Everybody have that? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this is a very subtle point, but it wasn't lost on the Ramban or others, frankly. So the Rambam says a mitzvah kuf tzadites. Okay, a little bit of background. Yeah, a little bit of background. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Just turn for 1 minute to the Gemara and Daf Chaf Ches Omud Aleph and the Mishnah there. Okay, the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Omud Aleph says that Chametz Shonachri Sh'Ovar Lava Pesach Muter Bahana, Chametz of a non-Jew, right? Which Sh'Ovar Lava Pesach, right? Which you kept over Pesach is Muter Bahana. B'Shel Yisrael, however, if it's Chametz Yisrael, which required Biur, that is Osir Bahana. Shenamar lo yireh lecha sa'or. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mani masisin lo Rabbi Yehuda velo Rabbi Shimon velo Rabbi Yossi. Aglili. Mahi, detanya. This is the brisa that the Gemara quotes. Chametz bein lifnei zmano, bein lachar zmano, over alav belav. Tok zmano, over alav belav akare stiv Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that there are three lavin when it comes to chametz, and they refer to three different time zones. On Pesach, of course, chametz is belav bekares. Ki kol ochel benikrusa. But lifnei zmano, which means yom yadalit after chatzos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv alav and malkus if you eat chametz. And Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see in a moment, and the Rambam also, I'm sorry, and Rabbi Yehuda also thinks that Chametz Sh'Avar Alav HaPesach is Doraisa and is alive. Okay. Then the, we're told Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chametz Lifnei Zmano Lachar Zmano Eina Over Alav Belo Klum, Tok Zmano Over Alav Bekaresu Belav. So Rabbi Shimon thought that the only Lav Doraisa is on Pesach itself. Lifnei La'achar Zman are not Belav. Okay. And notice I'm not saying whether it's Drabon or Doraisa. I just said it's not Belav. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's a Lav and Malkus not only on Pesach where there's also Karis, but also Lifnei La'achar Zman. What's interesting about all this is that the Rambam is pretty much the only Rishon who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda on Lifnei Zmano. It's quite a phenomenon. Look at the Rambam for a moment before we get to Sefer Mitzvah. We'll get back to it in a second. Look on my page, I think it's on page 3. Osar Lechol Chametz, this is Perek, it's got messed up a little bit of mine. But what does it say there? Perek Aleph, Halakha. Tess?
Yes.
Yeah, mine. For some reason, my printing didn't come out. So, Osir Lechol Chametz Biyomar Ba'osir Michatzos Hayom Lamala. Right? Shehu Mitchilas Shosh Shvias Bayom. The Kala Ochel Bizman Azeh Lo Kemina Torah. Shenemar Lo Tochal Alam Chametz. Klomar, we'll get back to this, the Klomar. Al Korban Pesach. Kach Lamdo Mipi Ashmua, Beperish Davar Zeh. Lo Tochal Chametz. Umishosh Ruil Lishkitas Pesach. Shehu Bein Rabbayim Vehu Chatzi Ayom. What does Rambam say? Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. That if you eat chametz lifnei mano, meaning on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you get Malkus. By the way, he doesn't paskin like him on Lachar Zmano. Everybody agrees that chametz Lachar Zmano, that chametz Shavuot of a Pesach, is only Din Rabbana. It's a Knas. Even the Rambam. But you'll see the Ravid here, Amar Avram, Malkus Michatzos ve'elachena mechuvar. Because I don't think it's correct. You don't get Malkus Erev Pesach. The Kiva de Kaimelon Kirab Shimon. The Lifnei Zmano v'Achar Zmano. Says we paskin like Rab Shimon on Lifnei and Lachar Zmano. The Lo Darshanich Kroy Lotocha Lotochlu b'Lifnei Zmano v'Lachar Zmano. Nei de Oser Ba'Achila Menat Torah. Biyom Arishon Tashbisu Se'or, Omi Lo Tishchet Al Chametz Kederava, Avil Isra Hana Leika Min HaTorah, O Malkus Nami Leika. Says the Ravid, very interesting. The Ravid doesn't say that there's no Isra Doraisa of Achila. The Ravid Shita is, and we'll see this is the view of the Ramban. I'll give you all the Shitas because we're going to have to stop in a minute. My time limits are coming closer. But I want to leave the problem. I want to leave with the problem before we leave. So basically what the Ravid says is we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no lav and there's no malchus. But there is an Isra Achila, right, which is Noveya, very interesting, from Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Sa'or, or from Lotishkat al Chametz. Do either of those psukim say anything about eating chametz on Erev Pesach? No, one of them says you're not allowed to maintain chametz in your rishos, and the other one says that you're not allowed to do shechitas on Pesach if you know, chametz is with you, either in the Azara or Yone, whatever the deal, we'll get to that. Doesn't say anywhere. So it's interesting. The Ravid thinks that the fact that there's an Isra Shehiya and an Isra Shechita shows that there's an Isra Achil. But you know what there's not? There's no Isra Ana. That's the view of the Ravid. The Ran and Rabbi David Bonfield, I should say the Ramban, you'll see, we'll see all this next time. The Ramban agrees with the Ravid. The Ran goes even a step further and says that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana. If you look at the Ran, this is on, one second, on page 4, I'm guessing. Yeah. Haran al Rif. Is it on 4?
Line 30.
You can look at the second. Let's look at the bottom of the piece. The Einam Nechonim, Mitam Shekvar Kasavti Bechidushi, Dafila Rab Shimon Moda, the Chametz Mivav Shaw Salamala, Mitzer Bahana Midoraisa, Kamosha Kasavti Shambasiat Shmaya. So the Ran goes even further than the Ravid and the Ramban. It says, even though we paskin like Rab Shimon, there's an Isra Achila and an Isra Nodoraisa. The Ravid and the Ramban say there's no Isra Anodorai, but there's an Isra Achil Doraisa. The Balamor, we'll discuss it next week, is the famous Balamor. Balamor says there's not even an Yisrachila, the Raisa. If you want to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, says the look, take the key line of the Balamor, look on page, you probably have it on 4. Maybe not. Amora Katan. I have it on 3, but you may have it on 4.
No, page 335.
Okay. Says the Balamor. Miu, this is like in the middle of the piece. If it's, you said 35, so I'm guessing it's line 39 or something. Miu afagav the sphere of the Rab Shimon, ino over below klum. Lo matzinu shechilek Rab Shimon ala medrash ach biyom arishon tashpisu sormi batechem achilek inami dechsev lo tishchot al chametz dam tivchi lo tishchot as a pesach vadayin al chametz kayam mi achale mechal mishesho salamala ad ha'erev eina over bachilaso she'en lecha hashbasa gedola mizu. So within the world, let me make it clear. Aside from the Rambam, pretty much all the Rishonim think we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Lifnei's Mano. Within that group, they all agree there's no Malkus. Within that group, you have three Shitas. You have the Balamor, who basically says that it's usher to have the presence of chametz at that time, but you're allowed to eat it. Not only that, if you eat it, it's a mitzvah of tashbisu. Midaraisa, I'm talking about. Okay? Then you have the Ravid and the Ramban, who say it's usher minat Torah to eat it, but not because of alav and not because, and certainly no malchus, but as a result of or implied by either tashbisu or los eshchat. And then you have the Ran and Rabbeinu David, who say not only is it Asur Ba'achila, it's also Asur Ba'hana. However, the Rambam says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam goes further. This is what does that have to do with us exactly? Well, of course it has to do with us because the Tashbisu part. But now go to the Rambam and say for Mitzvah, some of this will complete our journey for today. Rambam says, "Hamitzvah kuf tzadites, he shehiz hiranu meachol chametz acher chatzos yom arba asar, v'hu amara lo tochal alav chametz." Okay. The Rambam's paskins, as we saw, that like Rabbi Yehuda, this is the mitzvah. This is the lav that he's counting, 199, right? That if you eat chametz after chatzos, you violate this law. V'kinui olav shev al keves ha-pesach shenu chayavim l'shach domen rabayim yayim medalad v'omar me'ez she'agiyaz man shchitaso l'tochal olav chametz. Once is a chiyuv akravas korban pesach, that also determines that there's an iser of achilas chametz. Obegmar psachim minayin lecho chametz b'sheisho salmala shubalos ase shenem lotochol b'chametz. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the next line is the key line. V'sham, what is v'sham? What is v'sham? Dalet omid beis, that's our Gemara that we just read. Omru, the kula alma mias chametz bishay sho solamala do raiso. Our Gemara, he says, is proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara says that kula alma, everybody agrees that shay sho solamala is a din do raiso. Kain matzanu bekol duskos hamadiyakos shenikru lefnei ziknei atalmud v'shomram rubitam yisrachilas chametz. The Shashishis, of the Rabbanan Archaka Yisera, Kechit Aliga Bisur Daraisa, Umishavar Yachacham Etzachar Chatzos Loka, Kach Gizbaru, Mishutei Mitzvah Zu Betchilas Psachim. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam proves, the Rambam claims that his makor that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda is our Gemara and Psachim Dalan Amud Beis. Because our Gemara says that everybody agrees that Chametz is Asur after Chatzos. Is our Gemara talking about Achila? Our Gemara is not talking about Achilas Chametz necessarily. It's talking about Tashbisu, maybe. I mean, the main point of our Gemara, the Gemara starts off with our Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But it's hard to know. I mean, our Gemara doesn't really specify. And then the first Havamina certainly was. The Gemara says, maybe you'll think, you know, that Chametz would be permitted at night. That you only have to do Tashbisu, you know, by the next morning. But it's not explicit in our Gemara that we're talking about Achila. So it's also interesting, if you look at the Maram Chalava, he quotes a phantom Rashi. Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Meir, that the Gemara says Minala, and it doesn't mean Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. It only means Rabbi Meir. In a way, it's a parallel opposite, but for the same reason of the Rambam. So the Maram Chalava says, and he could be talking for the Raven and the Ramban and everybody else, Umistabra de la Kula Omakami Boile. So the Gemara's question, Minolan, is asked, talking about, has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. Vilesar hashbasa. Tehilam b'drabi Huda v'amina dafka b'achila asar. K'dasiv l'tocha l'alav chametz. Avash b'hashbasa l'machayiv. El chametz u'matza ima b'bayis. Mishimachi maisi mahani kroi. So there's a, our Rashi, our printed Rashi doesn't have it. There was a Rashi that seemed to say that our Gemara only needs a makar to teach you that Tashbisu is at Chatzos, Erev Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Shimon, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious. If there's an Isra Achila, then there's an Isra Tashbisu. That's what Rashi, the phantom Rashi, says. Therefore, it's only Rabbi Meir who doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Only for him are wondering. Says Aram Chalava, what are you talking about? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's din is only about Achila. Who said he says anything about Tashbisu? There are many Isurim for which there's no Chiv Tashbisu. Most Isurim. For the Rambam, it's the same issue, but in the opposite way. The Rambam says, you want to know how I know that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a malchus and a lav for Achila after Chatzos, because of our Gemara, which says that the chiyuv tashbisu is even Doraisa. But the Gemara, or Gemara bundles them. It says, Minola and Doraisa. So the Rishonim say against the Rambam, what does Tashbisu have to do with Achila? The Ramban, we'll see next week, says, I happen to agree with the Ravid, he doesn't mention the Ravid, but that there's an Isra Achila Doraisa at Chatzos. And it's Novea from Tashbisu. But why does that prove that there's Malkus and a separate Lav? Okay, just we'll read that one line and then we'll stop. Right? Ramban says, Gamza Einu Min Halacha. Yeah, I'm not going to read it because it'll take too long. I'll read it for next time. But the Gemara basically says, I mean, the Ramban basically says, I happen to agree that even according to Rav Shimon, it's also a midaraisa. How does the Rambam know that there's a malchus and a lav in that? So I want to try to show, firstly, to explain the different shitos, but also to try to show that the Rambam is really remarkably, once again, consistent. And that the Rambam really believes that what takes place after Chatzos, we've discussed this in other parts of the Rambam that demonstrate this, because it is the day of Shkitas Korban Pesach, that it is the day that already at that point, it's kind of a Miktsas Yom Tov of Pesach. And that the fact that he paskins against all Rishonim like Rabbi Yehuda, there's even an expression that there might be Bal Yirah in the Rambam, Per Gimel Halacha Ches, at that point. And his views on Korban Pesach, all of these, and his views on Nisar Malacha and Erev Pesach, which we talked about earlier in the year, all of these demonstrate a consistent view that the Rambam has about Yom Yedalad, and especially Yom Yedalad after Chatzos. Okay, so we'll pick up with that and these other shitos, Mirat Hashem, next week, and then we'll move on to Hayom Yedalad.